Today, we continue our series on the new face of WritePat with a look at how missions at the 7-Eleven Human Performance Wing are providing a boost to the economic development in the region. The mission of the 7-Eleven is to increase the efficiency and effectiveness of military forces using a combination of education, consultation, and research. Businesses, both large and small, help provide that mission support, but first, they've got to compete for a piece of the economic pie. The technology research being consolidated at the 7-Eleven Human Performance Wing at WritePat is the stuff science fiction is made of.
Well, I do love the Batman program.
Tom Wells is the director of the 7-Eleven HP Wing, and yes, he did say the Batman program.
I love that because it's technology that's been, you know, really transitioned to the warfighter that's really making a difference in today's environment. That's an exciting program to me.
The Batman Initiative is just one of the technology programs being consolidated at WritePat. Their home will be the new Centers of Excellence for Human Performance and Sensors Research. Unmanned vehicles, spatial disorientation, acoustic research, and centrifuge applications, the list goes on. The jobs are big and require a lot of brain power. Wells says WritePat can't do it alone.
There will be people who support us in research contracts or support contracts that are in that business that will be here. And there always tends to be a spin-off as you start to begin to develop intellectual capital in the area.
That intellectual capital can be found in any number of companies, from local, small, independent contracting firms to companies that operate on a global scale.
And so we tap into the talent we need when it supports the client's mission.
Tom Furman is Senior Vice President for Booz Allen Hamilton, an American company with offices in 5 countries, employing more than 25,000 people. Furman heads the technology and research support for work already taking place at the Air Force Research Lab.
We have a presence in all of the 10 technology directorates and in all of the major locations. And the work we do is engineering work or support of the science and technology programs, the research and development activities of the lab as a support contractor.
Before businesses can offer the kind of support Furman is talking about, they've got to win the contract. Furman says it doesn't matter if you're a mega company with global resources or a small business that may need to partner with other firms, the contract bidding process can be tough.
I think this is the business, as every time there's a competitive bid, it's no small task to find the right strategy, build the right team, write the proposal, and then execute when the job is won.
It's very competitive.
Connie Saudi owns one of the smaller companies aggressively looking for new business from BRAC. Saudi Solution Services, founded in 2001, has just 50 employees. Most of them work out of a small but elegant office space on Research Park Drive, a short distance from Booz Allen. Saudi says businesses have a few things to think about when bidding on a contract.
You know, you're going out and you're bidding, and most of the work right now is lowest cost technically acceptable. So you're looking for how can you keep your overhead costs down, how can you operate on the minimal amount of profit to be able to bid and win the contracts and then get the work to provide good support and provide good jobs for good people.
While the Department of Defense is actually Saudi's biggest client, that hasn't gotten them any new BRAC contracts, but she says she'll be ready when that new business comes through.
I think a lot of folks in Dayton are hanging their hat on, as this work comes to the local area, when you bring people to the community and you bring jobs to the community, then there's other services that come with that. It's going to be invaluable for all of us.
The benefit for any company getting new business from BRAC is that it gives them the potential to grow. Tom Wells says that's more people earning, saving, and spending, the stuff economies are made of.
Then we also have about 200 support contractors as well. Some of those companies aren't headquartered here in Dayton, and so they're moving operations up here to support us. And then there's the 5,000 students a year.
Those students will be part of the new Air Force School of Aerospace Medicine that's relocating to WritePat as part of BRAC. We'll learn more about that tomorrow and how the relationship between WritePat and Wright State is bringing new opportunity to the area. As a result of BRAC, billions of dollars will make its way into the local economy. Construction and research contracts, payroll, education, and other indirect services but the real economic impact will more likely be determined in the years ahead as slices of the economic pie are doled out to a community already hungry for more. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.